Welcome to Royals and Rhetoric, the podcast where legacy meets intellect. I'm your guest interviewer today, Ivy Whitmore. With me is the one and only Prince Ricardo de la Cerda, noble, scholar, and master of the verbal battlefield. Today's topic, the art of debating and always winning. Prince Ricardo, welcome.
Thank you, Ivy. Always a pleasure to engage in meaningful conversation, especially when it involves sharpening the mind.
You've been described as both aristocrat and intellectual, a rare combination these days. How did you first realize you had a gift for debate?
Interesting question. It started early, actually, at the dinner table. In a house like mine, you had to defend your opinion, even when discussing dessert. But more seriously, I understood that debate is less about speaking and more about listening, precision, and timing.
Let's talk tactics. When someone enters a debate, what's the biggest mistake they tend to make?
They try to win with volume instead of with value. Emotional outbursts might get claps in a crowd, but logic earns respect and control. If you master tone, facts, and structure, you're already ahead.
Do you prepare differently when the debate is public versus private?
Absolutely. In public, optics matter. You must command presence, not just with your words, but with how you carry them. In private, it's often more psychological. People show their real cards in small rooms. That's when active silence becomes your ally.
You once said, "The best way to win a debate is to make the other person believe they're winning." What do you mean by that?
Ah, yes. That's one of my favorite tools. You lower their guard, let them overextend, and then, with one well-placed counter, you reframe the entire narrative. Debate is like chess. Control the center, anticipate moves, and let them play into your hand.
That's genius. Any advice for young people who want to improve their debating skills?
Three things. One, read broadly, no more than one side of the story. Two, practice civility. The loudest person rarely wins the room. Three, embrace defeat. Every lost argument teaches you how to win the next one.
Incredible insights, Prince Ricardo. Last question. What's your golden rule in any debate?
Never enter a debate to win. Enter it to change minds. The win will follow naturally.
Powerful words. Prince Ricardo, thank you for your wisdom and for showing us that debate is both an art and a science. Never enter a debate to win. Enter it to change minds. That's a philosophy more debaters should adopt. Prince Ricardo, before we close, I'd love to dig deeper into that idea. In today's world, where debates often devolve into shouting matches or social media spats, how do you keep the focus on persuasion rather than domination?
A keen observation, Ivy. The modern landscape rewards spectacle over substance, but true influence comes from restraint. Think of it like this. If you're dueling with words, your opponent's ego is their weakest point. The moment they feel attacked, they dig in. But if you approach them with curiosity, "Help me understand your position," you disarm them. Suddenly, it's not about defeating them. It's about guiding them to reconsider.
That's almost diplomatic. Do you see debate as a form of leadership then?
Without question. A leader doesn't silence dissent, they refine it. Take history's greatest negotiators. They didn't win by force, but by framing arguments so compelling that resistance seemed irrational. For example, if I'm debating economic policy, I don't say, "You're wrong." I say, "Let's examine the long-term consequences of both approaches." Now, the burden of proof is shared, and the conversation elevates.
That reframing is brilliant. But what about when emotions run high? Say, in a debate over something deeply personal or polarizing.
Ah, the moment passion overrides logic, you must become the calm in the storm. Anchor the debate in principles rather than personalities. If someone says, "Your policy will hurt families like mine," you don't dismiss their fear. You redirect it. "I understand your concern. Let's discuss how this policy actually strengthens protections for families like yours." Emotion is a tool, Ivy. Let them feel heard, then guide them back to reason.
Masterful. It's clear why you're renowned for your rhetorical finesse. One final thought. If our listeners take just one lesson from today, what should it be?
That every word is a strategic choice. Whether you're in a boardroom, a classroom, or a royal court, debate isn't about proving superiority. It's about shaping perception. So speak with clarity, listen with intent, and remember, the most powerful victories are the ones where your opponent walks away thinking they convinced you.
Prince Ricardo, you've given us a masterclass in the art of debate. Thank you again for joining us on Royals and Rhetoric.
The honor was mine, Ivy. To your listeners, may your arguments be sharp, your minds sharper, and your victories inevitable.